Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. Thank you for coming back to hear what the Lord has been showing me. And I do have three things that the Lord laid on my heart to share with you today. One is a Rhema word warning that I got at nighttime. Another one is a vision that I had in my spirit while worshiping the Lord. And the third is an actual supernatural thing that the Lord showed me, I guess. It's an experience that I had, a supernatural experience. I guess that's what I would call it. And it was so encouraging to me, and I hope that it will be for you as well. So before I get into it, I do want to give a shout out and a huge thank you for all of you who have been supporting this ministry, who have been praying for me. Thank you so much. It has meant so much to me, and it has encouraged me so much. So I just thank you and I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Also, if you haven't already read my blog, I just put a blog article out a few days ago concerning the safe havens. It's for those who are setting up safe havens or have already set up a safe haven, for safe haven owners. I will have the link down below if you haven't already seen it. I did not do a video on it, and more I feel like the Lord is leading me to start putting out more blogs, but not doing the videos along with it like you did with this one. So please, if you haven't, please join my blog. You can go ahead and subscribe to it, and that way you will get notifications for when I put out things that especially are not on YouTube. All right, so let me go ahead and share the things that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. First of all, I want to say that it was very unusual while I was getting ready to write the message down. This was another message that the Lord gave me, a very sobering message I got 2 days ago. And as I was about to type it out, I heard very distinctly the Holy Spirit speaking to me again, and it had nothing to do with the message that I was typing. And so I stopped typing and started recording what I was hearing from the Lord, and it put me in a completely different direction for this video. So this is what I heard. I heard this: anoint your home with consecrated oil. Do this symbolically for a sign of protection over your home. Anoint yourselves and your loved ones as well, for this is the power of the blood as a covering and the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon you. So that's what I heard from the Holy Spirit. Now, since we are entering times like no other, I believe that the reason the Lord gave me this, the Holy Spirit told me this, is He is wanting to lead and guide and teach us right now how to get prepared for what is coming. Because we're going to be seeing things that we haven't ever, like I said, we've never seen before. And spiritually speaking, anointing with oil is one of those spiritual preparations that we can do. And I actually wrote an article on how to anoint with oil, and it includes some prayers on how to consecrate not only the oil, but to consecrate our home and ourselves. So I will have that link down below in the description box, so you can go ahead and check that out if you haven't or you don't know how to anoint with oil, and it's a new concept for you. I will also have in the description box this blog transcript along with the corresponding scriptures, so you can read those as well. All right, so I believe that the Lord started speaking to me, or the Holy Spirit started speaking to me in this way, was because this happened yesterday. Yesterday was the 9th of April, 2024, which was a day after the total eclipse that completed an X over America. And this was a call to repentance, which was brought with such a magnificent eclipse from the Lord, from the Creator of the universe. And it was not something to be taken lightly, but people did not see it that way. And instead of having sorrow and repentance for our sins, instead, people were partying, with complete disregard for our Creator. And actually, I heard on some media stations, I was horrified when I heard them call this eclipse a cosmic accident or coincidence. I could not believe when I heard that. This is not good, brothers and sisters, for America. Needless to say, repentance did not sweep the land with this eclipse. Just like, we're not like the days of Noah and Nineveh, when in Nineveh there was an eclipse and people were told to repent and they did, and the Lord held back the judgments from Nineveh for another 400 years. That has not happened to America. So since there has been no mention of repentance except for through a few watchmen and watchwomen, we are now going to see not only some bumpy times coming, but like I keep saying, we're going to see things we've never seen or witnessed before as the enemy's plans move forward. I then heard something else from the Lord while getting ready for this blog. I heard this. I heard, hold on to the mercy seat. I heard, hold on to the mercy seat. And in other words, I believe what the Lord is saying is hold on to Jesus right now for dear life. Hold on to Jesus now for dear life. It is there that you're going to find your peace for your souls. All right, now let me go ahead and quickly share the three things that the Lord has given me. The first thing I received was on March 30th, 2024. I was woken up to three words. Here are the three messages. One, I heard 90 days. Then I heard 90 days to prepare. And then I heard convergence of all things. Now, the Lord usually does not give me dates. However, once in a while, he will use them to point me to a certain time frame, but not necessarily the specific date. And I believe this is the case here. I believe that this is pointing to many things that are going to be happening all at once, this great convergence. The Lord has shown me this many times, that there is a great convergence coming, and I believe that it is on the horizon, and that is the message through these words that I received. It is another call to continue to be preparing for what is coming, not only physically, but especially spiritually. Now, I looked up 90 days from March 30th, 2024, and it brings us to June 29th, 2024, or 6/29/24. So I was led to look up the date numbers of 6/29, June 29, in the Strong Concordance. And what I found was this. In the Greek Strong Concordance, it means three things. It means redemption, deliverance, and payment of ransom. This points to what Jesus did at the cross, and it also points to our deliverance, and to, I believe, it points to Jesus coming back again. And so this is very encouraging to know that in the midst of judgments coming, we also have the hope that Jesus is coming for those who are his own and who are ready to be with him. It is also a reminder that not only is Jesus coming soon, but Jesus is our ransom. For he did what is called the great exchange. He exchanged his blood for our sins. This is the ransom. And it says that in 1 Timothy 2:5-6, it says, for there is one God, one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Jesus, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come soon, Lord Jesus. We need to be watching at all times, brothers and sisters. All right, the second thing I want to share with you is last weekend, I was worshiping and singing to the Lord. And while doing that, in my spirit, I had a vision. And in this vision, I saw a huge cross for just a brief second to my left. And I saw Jesus hanging on. It was huge. And then the scene immediately changed, and I saw this same large cross, and I'm talking it was like stories high. It was huge. And I saw the same cross, but Jesus was no longer hanging there, but instead this cross was standing upright at the edge of a very, very steep cliff. And then I saw something strange. I saw this cross slowly being lowered down over a gorge type, a gorge. And I saw this cross being lowered down like a toll bridge coming down. But instead it was the cross coming down over this chasm, gorge, valley down below. And what I saw is this toll bridge cross came down slowly. It then settled into a mountain on the other side, and it made itself level like it was now a bridge for people to cross over. And the actual mountain that it touched on the other side, I heard, was this was the mountain of God. And then I had a bird's eye view from a distance, and I saw that the cliff where the cross first started, where it was upright and then started falling down, I saw that that whole area was now in complete darkness. And then I looked at where it landed on the mountain of God, and I saw where the cross touched the mountain of God, and it lit up brilliantly with bright, radiant light. Matter of fact, it was so brilliant now that I could not even tell that there was a mountain there. It was just light was just beaming forth from it. I could barely look at it. Now that was the end of this vision. Now this is such a beautiful picture of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, that he took us from the darkness, and as we walk the walk of the cross with Jesus, it brings us into his glorious light. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, let us leave the darkness behind us and let us continue to walk in his presence and towards his brilliance. It says in Colossians 1:13-14, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins." Jesus replied in John 12:35, "My light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they are going." All right, the last thing I want to share, the third thing, is I would call it a supernatural thing that happened to me. As I was going to sleep a few days ago, I heard a very unusual sound. At first it was faint, and then it grew in intensity. And I sat up in my bed quickly, straining my ears to hear what it was and where it was coming from. However, I could not distinguish its location, and I had no idea this sound. I never heard it before, but it seemed to be all around me. And I then realized it sounded like music playing, like a musical instrument, much like a trumpet, but I really can't say it was even a trumpet, but it was like a trumpet, but it was like a heavenly trumpet. That's all I can say. It sounded like a few blasts, and then it would stop, then it would start again, and then stop. And like I said, it was truly one of the most beautiful sounds I had ever heard, and it brought me such peace and tranquility as I was listening to it that it put me back into a deep sleep. Now, when I woke the next morning, I knew that I had heard something supernatural in the spirit. And I rejoiced because I believe that it was a sign of Jesus' soon arrival, as it also declared God's glory. You know, it says that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:16. So brothers and sisters, there is a trumpet that comes, that announces Jesus' soon arrival, and that's what I first felt in my spirit, that that's what this was pointing to. However, the Lord then had me look up the word trumpet in the Bible, and I saw something else that I had not seen before. In the book of Revelation, we see that Jesus comes to give the prophetic messages to John, and it says that when Jesus has talked, his voice sounded like a trumpet. It says this, this is John speaking, "I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." So brothers and sisters, that's in Revelation 1:10. I believe that the Lord was also pointing me not only to his soon coming, but also that this was a supernatural voice that I heard through music. So it was so exciting. I mean, anything that we get supernatural from the Lord is always, you know, it just ministers to our spirits in such a real way. So I hope this has also encouraged you as it did me. And I thank you for once again coming to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me. Stay strong in the Lord. Stay faithful. Stay in the Word of God. Spend time with him and seek him in all things. Shalom.